From the King James Version of the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season. Sadly, this is definitely true of influenza, the flu, which thrives in the Northern Hemisphere from November through March. From Austin, Texas, listener John Hubbard sent a note to our explainer mailbox asking why, and we sent Slate's Andy Bowers looking for the answer.
The answer is we aren't sure. Even those who study this question for a living have not yet been able to explain for certain why flu is seasonal.
Why that happens is not definitively known, but scientists have some clues as to why they think that occurs.
Dr. Linda Lambert is one of those scientists. She's the acting chief of the influenza SARS section of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And Lambert says it's probably no accident that flu season coincides with the coldest months of the year.
For the most part, those are the times of the year when people are indoors. So you have a lot of indoor crowding. You have kids that are indoors at school. People tend to get outdoors less often. As a result, you have a lot of close contact.
Lambert says research also suggests that influenza viruses actually like the cold. That is, they survive better in colder conditions, meaning they linger longer on doorknobs or other surfaces you might touch. Other factors may also contribute to seasonal flu outbreaks. Lambert says there's some evidence that the drier winter weather may lead to dehydration of the body's first line of defense against flu, a protective mucus lining in our respiratory tracts. And on this centenary of the Wright brothers' first flight, we should give them a tip of the hat as well. Airplane travel not only fosters close contact, but it also carries contagious people all over the place. So you may ask, where does the flu go when its season ends here? Just like the cold weather, it travels to the southern hemisphere, where winter and peak flu season come during our summer months. But what about the tropical regions in between, which don't really have seasons as we think of them? Dr. Lambert says the flu resides there pretty much constantly, but it doesn't thrive as it does in northern or southern winters.
It's more of a low-level, sort of a baseline level of influenza, but you can identify flu every month of the year.
At least we only have 3 more months to go.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. You can send your news-related questions, as John Hubbard did, to explainer@npr.org.